Здравствуйте, друзья. Мы с вами снова встречаемся с Полом Грубером. Это специалист по американскому произношению. Я сейчас попрошу его представиться. И что сейчас будет происходить? Значит, у нас будет такой индивидуальный урок. Пол никогда этого раньше не делал, так вот в онлайне, но вот со мной попробует. И он будет меня индивидуально, значит, улучшать. И, а мы все это запишем, и не для того, чтобы надо мной посмеяться, потому что мне пофигу, но для того, чтобы вам показать, что вот, как можно исправлять акценты там по-быстрому и так далее. Я на самом деле хороший материал. И дальше все пойдет по-английски. So, Paul, would you please introduce yourself so people understand what you are doing?
Sure, Michael. Thanks again for having me. My name is Paul Gruber. I am a speech-language pathologist. I'm located in Chicago in the United States. And I have a business. It's the website is pronunciationworkshop.com. And what I do is I teach speakers from all over the world how to speak English and sound as if it's their first language, like their native language. So my whole training is on pronunciation, on accent, a little bit on grammar, vocabulary, but it's basically speaking with power and confidence. And I don't teach English. I work with people who already speak English, but I'm able to bring them up to a new level. Some of my clients just want to speak better, more clearly, more confidently. But some of my clients want to get to the point that they sound almost as if they were born in the United States. And many of my clients have gotten to that point, too. So I have a video course that's available through my website at pronunciationworkshop.com. And I also offer live training. I travel the world. I'm actually a big celebrity in Vietnam. I was just recently there with five bodyguards. It's been crazy. But I'm well known around the world. I have many clients from Russia, the Ukraine, Belarus, all over the world. And I do a lot of my work over Skype and FaceTime. And I love what I do, and I'm passionate to help people. And since I've been on your channel, which was, I'm guessing, about 2 weeks ago, I have many, many new clients from the United States, Canada, Russia, so many new speakers just because of my visit to your channel. So I wanted to come back again today and actually do a something I've never done before, a live training session. This is, you know, when I work with someone over Skype, and I do this a lot. I mean, there are days I do this 8 or 9 hours a day, but today is the first time ever I'm actually recording it with you. And I'm going to actually give you a real live training session so that your visitors can watch and see what I do and possibly learn something.
So it would be my kind of a preferred way of doing things. So if I can use it today, I mean, you show me a couple of whatever things so I can go and
talk to people. You'll see what I do. I go right into it.
And I'm going to be 62 in 2 months. So I'm not like 20 or I'm not even saying 12 or 10. But so my learning abilities are kind of, you know, well, correlating with my age. So,
well, first of all, happy birthday to you. But I have clients in their 70s. A few clients have signed up in their 80s. So my program is very much like getting music lessons, like they're learning the piano or violin. It's very musical, a lot of ear training. And people do really well. It doesn't matter how old you are. But when you learn English, what I'm going to show you, no one ever showed you before. So this is going to open your eyes to many things. We could actually work together easily for 2 to 3 months. But I'm going to try to squeeze in a lot in the time we have today. And you're going to do fine.
Just one question before we continue. So I'm working every day. I teach classes. I talk to people and so on. Now, I notice that if I speak slower, let me speak slower. When I speak slower, my pronunciation is better. But you know what? I cannot slow down when I right. talk to people. I mean, right. So how do we overcome the gap?
Okay. So my goal for you, let's say you were to take my program and work with me for, let's say, 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Or even just one session, because many of my clients sign up for just one session with me, and that's all they need. But my goal for you is to speak fast and normal, just like everyone else. I'm not teaching you to speak slow or exaggerated or anything like that. I want you to speak fast and normal. Sure. But this is basically how it works. It's impossible to think about pronunciation and speak at the same time because the words come out of your mouth so quickly. So you want to get this to the point of becoming completely automatic. So practicing helps. And you'll see what I'm going to show you today. What I recommend doing is when we're finished, copy everything that I typed out to you, print it out, and practice from it. So it's like you're getting an evaluation and a coaching session all in one. And when you practice, that's when I want you to practice with exaggerated mouth movements because you've been speaking English for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And now here I come along and I'm going to show you a new way to move your mouth and a new way to pronounce things. And it's going to feel very weird and strange to you, which is normal. But I want you to practice slowly, you know, for like 10 minutes a day. That's what I would recommend. Okay. But what's going to help you the most is the ear training part. And I'm hoping, like, especially tomorrow, later today, next week, when you're speaking to people, you'll start saying to yourself, oops, that was wrong. I should have said it this other way. And it's that awareness over and over again that without thinking about it, what happens is you're not speaking slow, you're speaking normal. But you're hitting all these features that I'm teaching you fast, boom, boom, boom. Like it's not better, it's better. The T's between vowels turn into D. So we don't say water, we say water, better, butter, and things like that. So the thing is you're going to be speaking fast, but you'll be hitting all the consonants and the vowels and the syllables correctly. Okay. That's how it works.
Okay. So let's go. Let's start.
Okay, so what I'd like to start out by doing is putting together like an inventory of everything I'm hearing. So I'd like to talk to you for about a minute or two or three about your life, what you do for a living, your family, hobbies, your favorite restaurant, anything you want to talk about. And as you speak, I'm going to start taking notes.
Okay, sure. What is the question?
So tell me about your business. How did you get into doing this?
Pretty much by accident. Again, by accident.
Fast and normal.
Yeah, I got into that business by accident. A friend of mine introduced me to the company where he worked, and the original intent was to get a job as a software developer. And I didn't have any experience before prior to that, but I was studying.
One second.
Yeah, I was studying programming.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Uh-huh. Okay. Wait. I'm taking notes.
Sure.
You were studying programming.
Programming. And a friend of mine introduced me to the company where he worked. And so they hired me to work as a software quality assurance engineer, not software developer. And that is how it all began. And in 2 years, since I like to teach anyway,
since you like to teach?
I like to teach anyway, and I used to be in teaching kind of role since age... Teaching role since age 16. So, and I offered the classes in software quality assurance to first Russian immigrants. It was Russian...
One second. You said software quality assurance.
Assurance, yes, to Russian immigrants who suffered at that very moment because of the recession and they couldn't get jobs. They didn't speak English much. So there was a crowd of very decent people who couldn't find their way, into the normal life in U.S. So we started the training. First, it was...
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so we started that training.
Yes.
Tell me, new subject, tell me what you like to do in your life when you're not working.
Well, lots of time I spend... on my YouTube channel. So I do videos,
I do videos.
I answer comments. People write a lot to me, so I have to communicate with them. So
one second. Mm-hmm. You have to communicate with them.
Yes, and I like to travel. I like to socialize.
Well, yeah.
I like to walk around. I like to go to mountains. We have nice trails here and trails and.
Okay, now that was good. That was the TR. That was good. Tell me about, give me some technical words, technical things when you're doing your trainings, when you have your classes online. Like earlier, you mentioned to me about a bug tracking system.
Yes,
Give me technical words.
we use bug tracking systems to report software defects so developers can fix them. We develop test the we develop test documentation.
Wait, wait,
So,
wait. We develop test.
test documentation.
One second.
Documentation.
Yeah.
Okay. Such as test cases, test suites, test plans.
Suites like SUITES,
Yes,
SU.
yes, yes. Test matrices.
Wait, 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 wait.
Yes,
Mattress
yes.
mattresses?
Matrices, matrix, matrix, matrices. Plural,
Matrix,
matrix,
matrix.
matrix. Okay, plural of ma matrix. Okay, matrix. Okay.
Okay.
So we learn test automation tools, and which allow
Automation.
automation tools, which allow testers to substitute a human executing certain things with a program which executes exact same things automatically. So. Okay, automation.
Wait,
Okay,
wait,
yeah. Okay,
wait, wait,
automatically, and the tools will push the buttons. The tools will write to the text fields. The tools will check the check boxes or select values in list boxes. So
values in list
values,
boxes.
yes, values. You can call them options or list items or yes.
Okay. Done. We're good.
Good.
Okay.
So
Okay,
you've got
I've
some.
got a lot of stuff. I've got less.
Okay.
Okay. So listen, I want to start out with R's, and
Ours.
then I'm going to go from there.
Okay.
R's are probably the most important sound in American English. I say this in my video demo, and I mean it. It's no joke. And if you're not strong enough or hitting the R in a certain way in conversational English and fast speech, there's a good chance someone's not going to be able to understand you. So let's start with this. Look at the word at the bottom. Say that word for me.
Rock.
Okay. First of all, repeat after me. Lips forward, do this. Say, ooh.
Ooh.
Now turn that forward mouth movement. See, when you speak, your mouth is generally very flat. You're talking to me like this. This is what you do for a living, and you teach, and
Okay.
you're on YouTube. One thing that native English speakers are constantly doing is bringing their lips forward on R's and W's, like wow
Wow.
and really.
Really, really.
Good, good. So let's go back to this word and repeat ooh, with this with like an angry dog. Rock.
Rock.
Good. Now say this for me.
Rock. It was a good one
You're
or?
good. It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Say that for me.
The top of the box.
Okay, so let's talk about vowels for a moment. I jump around, but it
Okay.
all makes sense.
Okay.
In Russian and many languages of the world, your vowels are very pure. Like e, 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 o, u, a,
Yes.
very pure and simple.
Yeah.
In American English, some of our vowels are like that. Sit, hit, spit, they're easy. But most of our vowels are two parts, up and down. A, E, I, O, U, A, up, down, up, down. So
Okay.
when you go to the doctor and the doctor looks at your mouth, the doctor tells you to say, ah, repeat that.
Ah.
Perfect. So there's a whole group of words in English that are spelled with an O. It's crazy. It makes no sense, but this is how we speak English. So they are spelled with an O, but we pronounce them like ah. For example, top, repeat.
Top.
Box.
Box.
Stop.
Stop. So basically,
Problem.
you're not pronouncing them, you're singing them.
Singing.
Yes,
Yes. Just
okay.
go along with me. It's like a dance.
Problem. Problem.
Product.
Product.
Solve.
Solve.
Dissolve.
Dissolve.
Good. Now, in this word.
Okay.
I want the R to be forward and tight, but right away you have to open up on the ah. So it's rock.
Rock. So I have to sing it as well, yeah? Rock.
On the vowel. There is a
rock. Rock.
No, not rock. No. There is a rock in the box.
Rock. Rock.
So look at what I'm typing. Look what I'm typing.
There is a rock in the box.
Right. Rock. A rock.
Rock in the box.
Perfect. Now,
box.
Let's put the R at the end of a word. Say that for me.
Car.
Now, the same R in rock is the same R after the A here at the end. So I want you to go up on the A, pull back on the R, and your lips come forward. Car.
Car.
Far.
Far.
Star.
Star.
So when you see a word like this or a word like this, I want you to understand that the R before the D or before the T is very strong. It's not hard and start. It's hard and start.
Hard. Start. Start.
Perfect. Now, let's put the R in the middle of the word. Say this for me.
Correct.
And say this.
Around.
And between two words.
Oh, really?
And this.
You're right.
Now, when you're speaking fast in conversational English,
you're right.
Most of the time, your R's are what I call approximations. You would say, around, go around the building. And you're right. But what I'm telling you is every time you see an R, you have to push it. You're right. No. Lips. You're right.
Okay. You are right.
Perfect. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Around.
Really? Around.
So,
okay.
Go around the building.
Go around the building.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay? Just like that. Now, let's talk a little bit about R blends, which we did in the last video little bit. If you remember, let's review a little bit. Say this for me.
I will try to grow a tree.
You see? You used to not say it like that. But remember, as I told you, you're saying it great. Remember that all these words with T-R are spelled like with a C-H. Try.
Try.
And tree.
Tree.
Tell me the truth.
Tell me the truth.
Very good. And she is not truthful.
She is not truthful. Truth.
Very good. Truthful. Very good.
Okay.
Now, like this word you said to me earlier. You said this word. How do you say it?
A streaming.
Well, you're better already. But I want you to understand, like, you know, and when you have these blends with R's, the R is the most important sound. So it's streaming.
Streaming.
Right.
Streaming.
So the video is streaming.
The video is a streaming.
Very good. Very good. Okay, I'm jumping it based on what you just said. For me.
Very good. Oh?
So to say the whole thing. Letter O.
Letter O.
Now, I want to just reshape that a little bit. Imagine there's a little W after that with your lips. Watch me. Letter O.
Letter O.
Oh, good. So look. I know.
I know.
Go slow.
Go slow.
Perfect. Every time there's a word in English that ends with an O, it's just like that. Just like this. Ohio.
Ohio.
Mosquito.
Mosquito.
Right. The Mexican food burrito.
Burrito.
Good. Oh. And you know this toy, the child's toy?
Yo-yo. Yo-yo.
Now listen.
Yo-yo.
Right. You normally say yo-yo.
Yeah.
But it's yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
And you know the rappers in the video. Yo-yo-yo. Yo, yeah. Right? That's what they do. So, how do you say this word?
I'm trying to say it right. Video.
So look, between, in English, when we have two different vowels.
Video.
When we have, wait. We have two different vowels that come together. We separate them either with a hidden W or a hidden Y. Here, it's a hidden Y. Look, between the E and the O, there's a hidden Y. Three syllables. Video.
Yo, okay.
Yeah, yo. Video.
Video.
Video. I see.
Video.
Right.
Video.
Right. So now say this. Okay.
Video. Streaming.
The whole
streaming,
thing.
Video streaming.
Bingo. How do you say this word?
Radio.
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 Right. Okay. Radio and video.
Radio. I am a radio communications engineer.
Okay, there's other things. Wait,
okay, just follow.
You said this word for me earlier. I had no idea what you were saying.
Zero.
The word at the bottom.
Zero.
Right, because first of all, it's a high E, which I didn't talk about yet.
Zero.
So like, wait. It's like I'm squeezing you on the high E. E.
E.
That's
zero.
It. No, wait. Where's the R? There's an R in the middle. Wait, that you've got to push. So it's like this. Zero.
Zero.
So look at this word. Row.
Row.
No, wait. Keep your lips forward the entire time. Row.
Row.
Wait, and shape the O with the W. Row.
Okay. Row.
Good. So look. I know. I will row the boat.
I will row the boat. Boat.
Oh, well, okay. Wait. So look at this. This is how you say this word. Before the T, there's like a hidden W. So watch me. Boat.
Boat. Okay. Boat.
Look. I will, because you normally would say, I will vote. Vote.
Vote.
The word isn't vote. It's vote.
I will vote. Vote.
With a V. We didn't get
V.
That. Yeah.
Vote.
I will vote.
Vote.
How do you say this?
She wrote.
Right.
Wrote.
You normally would say, she wrote. She wrote.
Wrote. No, I say, oh, wrote. She wrote. Yes.
So this is she wrote the number wrote. Zero.
She wrote the number zero.
Right. How do you
zero.
Say this word?
Zero.
How do you say okay. this word?
Very.
Right. So there's a strong R. You normally say very. You have
very.
To push. So she is very, very nice.
She is very, very nice.
Right.
Very, very nice.
Now fast. She is very, very smart.
She is very, very smart.
Very good. Excellent.
Smart. Okay.
Very good. Okay. Let's move on. How do you say this word?
Screen. Okay. Let's try it right. So screen.
Right. And let's... Here, you just said it. Look.
Screen.
Say that. You just said that.
Let's try it right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's so fast. Let's try it right.
Let's try it right.
Yes. Screen.
Screen.
So
screen.
Wait. Think of it like this. Screen.
Screen.
I see. I'm going to fix that E.
Screen.
I see the screen.
I see the screen. Screen.
We are having a screen problem.
We are having the screen problem. Screen problem. Where?
Problem.
Problem. Problem.
Say this.
Problem. Okay.
Good.
Don't scream.
Say this.
I won't.
Okay, I'm gonna. It's not bad. I just want to make it a little bit better. You're on a horse. You're on a horse. Okay, mm-hmm. And you want the horse to stop. Mm-hmm. So you pull back and you go, "Whoa!
Wow! Wow!"
So there's a W at the beginning and the end. Why? Wait, wait, wait. Whoa!
Wow!
Not wow. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
Good. So look.
Whoa, whoa. Okay, wow.
Now,
so
do exactly the same thing, and then add an NT, and that's how you say won't.
Won't. Okay, won't.
Right,
won't.
Where the N is the W. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I won't.
I won't.
Right. I want to call you, but I won't.
I want to call you, but I won't.
Perfect, perfect.
So basically, yes, okay. That NT, you make it as a separate kind of addition to the...
After you shape the vowel, right.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Very good.
Don't ask. Okay.
Very good. Let's talk about... here. Say this.
My friend...
Because earlier you said friend, friend.
Friend, my friend.
He is my friend.
He is my friend. Friend.
Good.
Friend.
Good, good.
Friend.
I do this. How do you say this?
I do this weekly.
So let me show you something about the high E.
High
I call
weekly.
This the high, yeah, the high E. Like I'm squeezing you, like this. E.
E. Okay. Me.
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 I see.
I see.
So notice I hit it high and then I drop. It's not I see. It's I see.
I see. So you're playing pitches.
Yeah. So I hit it high and I drop.
I see.
I see.
I see.
The letter
I
B.
I see that. Okay. B. B.
Right.
Okay.
And T.
T.
Good. So
T.
Now, this word is we.
We.
So when you have a word like this, before you get to the K, it's up, down, and then you hit the K like this. Weak.
Weak.
Say this.
My feet. My feet.
Right.
Okay.
See, you normally would say my feet, my feet. You know, I'm cleaning my feet instead
my
of I'm
feet,
cleaning
my feet. Okay, feet. Okay, so
right.
we have to play the pitch. Okay, feet. Okay, feet.
I am. Here, say this. Cleaning my. Say this.
I am cleaning my feet. Feet.
And she. You're right. She. She. Say that. Say that.
She cleans. Weekly, weekly.
Perfect.
She,
perfect. And,
so
and a
three,
number
three times. She cleans weekly.
Right. And this number.
16.
Right. 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 And this number.
18.
Right. Because it's not 16 and 18. It's 16, 18.
Uh-huh. 16.
Now, all words in English that end. N-A-Y-R-A, high E. All words in English that end N-A-Y are high E. No one other than me is going to ever tell you this. So look at this.
E.
Pretty. So look. You would normally say, oh, it's a very pretty city, but I want you to come up on those final Ys like this. It's a very pretty city.
Oh, God. A very pretty city.
Yeah. Now fast.
City. City. Pretty city.
Right. And it's like a squeeze. It's the only sound in English.
City,
It's the only sound in English that takes extra effort. Even me as a native speaker, I have to work harder to say E than E.
E.
A very pretty, or this, look. Mm-hmm. Say this.
New York, a city.
Yeah, New York City.
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 Good. Now, this could be a man's name or
Cindy.
Woman's name.
Lee.
Right. So all L-Y endings are the same thing. For example, friendly.
Friendly.
Quietly.
Quietly. Lee.
Okay. And suddenly there was a noise.
Suddenly there was a noise.
Right,
suddenly. Suddenly.
Now, you normally wouldn't say that. You would say suddenly.
Suddenly.
And it's these little things, Michael.
Suddenly.
It's these little things in connected speech that at times it's like a native speaker would say, what did you say? It's not these big things. It's the little things, but they make a very, very big difference. Okay. Okay, I'm moving on. I want to show you more things. Let's talk about THs for a second, which you know is a problem. Mm-hmm. But I want to help you with it. Say that for me.
Just say it or try to say it right?
Just how would you normally say it?
Thick and thin. Thin.
Good. Thick. Now, THs. Let's talk about THs. THs are covered in session 3 of my video course. It's a friction sound, just like V. Let's
thick.
Talk about Vs as well.
Thick.
Vs are also friction. Takes
yes.
friction, okay? So just go with me here. Take your hand, front of your mouth. And the whole thing is the blowing and the focus. Mm-hmm. Focus on blowing on your hand. Thin.
Thin.
Thick.
Thick.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm thinking about you.
She thanks me.
She thanks me.
Good. At the end of a word, take a bath.
Take a bath.
No. Blow and push it. Bath.
Bath. Take a bath.
Go up north.
Go up north.
South.
South.
1 month.
1 month.
Now, this word you never get right. With.
With.
Come with me.
Come with me.
Now, fast. Come with me.
Come with me.
I'll go with you.
I'll go with you.
That's right. You never do this. She is a what?
Thief.
Yeah. You see the word?
She
and
is
it's a high
thief.
E. High
she's
E.
A thief. Thief.
Better. Thief. Thief.
Thief. Thief.
Yes. Right.
Thief.
High E. Right. She's a thief. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's talk about R vowels for a moment. Are you doing okay? Am I driving you crazy or no?
No. I'm perfectly fine. I still need some time to
register.
Digest. Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm planting these little seeds in your
sure.
mind that you might not always been aware of.
Sure.
Let's talk about R vowels for a moment. R vowels. Say this for me. You see at the bottom?
Where were you?
Okay. I'm going to break down these words one at a time. I call this first word the air vowel. I want you to hit it higher on the A, then pull back on the R like this. Air.
Air.
And notice at the end I come forward, right?
Yes.
Air.
Air. Air.
I don't care.
I don't care. Care.
It's not fair.
It is not fair.
Perfect. So this word, and this word, these are all pronounced exactly the same. So repeat after me. Where are my shoes?
Where are my
no,
shoes?
No. Come forward.
Where are my shoes?
Now fast. Where are my shoes?
Where are my shoes?
Good. See, I don't even have to look at you. I turn my head because I just want to listen. And you actually, it makes a difference. It makes a
yes.
difference.
Yes.
I will wear my shoes.
I will wear my shoes.
And the soft wear is great.
Soft wear is great. Great.
Great.
Software is great.
Perfect.
Great.
Now, next word.
Okay.
Let's look at this word. I call this, one moment, angry. I call this the angry dog vowel. Think of an angry dog and do this.
Lips.
Good. Now watch me. I'm going to say this word, and I'm going to, wait, over and over. I'm going to look like a fish. The only thing that moves are the front of my lips. Were. You do it. Perfect. And if you listen really carefully, you notice I go up and down a little bit. Watch me. Were. Good. So look. We were.
We roar,
You
roar.
were.
You
Right.
roar,
Now,
roar,
probably almost all of your visitors, the viewers watching this YouTube video right now, probably say were. You were. It's not were. It's were.
roar.
And now that vowel is in so many words in English, spelled so many different ways, but it's always the same sound, and your lips are forward before you speak. Learn.
Lorn,
Listen,
lo,
listen.
lo, lo.
Wherever.
Okay, I'll make it. Lorn.
Listen, listen. Learn.
Lorn.
This is you. This is you. You're saying lorn, lorn. It's Let's just do this.
Lor.
Wait. You'll get it. I'm good. Just do this. Forget the end. Just do this. Lur.
L no lo
Lur.
lo lo lo
Learn.
lorn lorn
Turn.
torn
Good. First. Good, good,
first
good. Good, good, good. Yes, sir.
yes sir
Service.
a service.
Perfect. And English, as you know, is crazy. These words, even though they're spelled with an O, are pronounced as were plus a K. Work. Good, good.
Work.
I walk to work.
I walk to work.
Right, because you normally would say, Michael, you normally say, I walk to work, instead of I walk to work.
I walk to work.
And this is the same thing. Word.
A war, a ro, okay, a word.
Good. And this same thing with an L. World.
A world.
Yes, you're getting it great. Good. Try this. First word. You see it?
Just
No, look what I typed.
Oh,
Where?
where in the world, where you?
Good, listen to me. Where in the world were you? Try it again.
Where in the world were you?
Excellent. This word.
Assurance.
Because that in the middle there is is assurance.
Assurance.
Notice the ER. Every time you see an ER in English, it's the same thing. Remember.
Remember
Under.
under
And here in the middle, understand.
understand understand
Okay, new subject. New subject. Say this.
my hand is in the sand.
Okay, now this you're going to get, so don't get frustrated. You're going to get this, but it's a little tricky. Let's go back to this word a second. What I'm showing you here are the A's. There are many ways to pronounce A's in English. Say this word for me.
Hair.
Good, good. Say it again slow.
Hair.
Good. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say it again. I want you to say it again, but don't go to an R. In your mind, you're going to say hair, but you're going to go to an ND. Hair, hand. Because this is what you're going to say. It's not hand. Hand.
But you have that I there. So
yeah, forget how it's...
Hand.
Yes, yes.
Hand.
My hand.
My hand.
Is in. The sand.
In the sand.
Perfect.
Sand. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I understand.
My hand is in the sand.
My hand is in the sand.
Say this.
The sand. the sand. I understand.
That's right. Because you normally wouldn't say that. You say, I understand.
I understand.
Right.
Understand. Okay.
You say this.
I will answer the man.
Right. The. I will answer the man.
I will answer the man.
And I have what?
I have a plan.
Right. Right.
Plan. And,
right. 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 All these words have a higher A. And
I have a plan.
And you don't like someone. You don't like someone. How would you say this?
I cannot stand that man.
Listen. No.
I can't stand that man.
Almost perfect. Almost perfect. You're doing great. I can't stand that man.
All three. Okay. I can't stand that man.
Right, now fast. I can't stand that man.
I can't stand that man.
Right. Very good. How do you say these months? My head's, I'm going into so many different directions. How do you say that, these months?
January. February. Well, normally I would say January and February.
Okay, let me help you.
January and February.
These months, these 2 months out of the year, have hidden Ys and hidden Ws. Let me show you.
January. Okay.
So, four syllables. Watch me. Jan-u, like you. There's a Y. January.
Okay. January.
Third syllable. January.
Oh, God. January.
Good. No, wait. Stop. Take your hand. You're going to, four syllables, you're going to bang out the syllables. January. Good. Next month.
January. Okay.
Look, same thing. February.
January, February.
Perfect. How do you say this?
Well, normally I would say engineer.
So what I want to show you is these, again, high E's. Because this, it's a high
in,
E.
Wait.
Engineer.
Okay. Engineer. Near.
Right. This is clear.
This is clear.
So notice you're going to the high E to the R.
Clear.
You are near. Don't have fear. One year. Year. So that happened many years ago.
Right.
Oh. Ends with an O.
Ago.
Ago. Many
ago.
Years ago. Right.
Many years ago.
How do you say this word?
Only. Only. Okay. Only.
How do you say this?
I own my home.
Right. So I'm looking at the O's. O-O-O. I own my home.
I own my home.
So this word, even though there's no W, imagine there is. Only.
Okay. Only. Okay.
Only. So this is my only car.
This is my only car.
This word.
Most.
Good. Because it's not most. It's most.
Most. Okay. Most terrific. Of us. Yes. Most.
And this?
My job.
See, I'm hearing this a little. It sounds like this. My jaw. So this is more like an ah. Job.
My job.
Right.
My job.
How is your job? Right. How do you say this? I'm just jumping around stuff. How do you say that?
I am studying. Studying.
See, it sounds like you're saying, I'm starting. This word has three syllables, okay? Between the D and the Y, there's a hidden strong Y. Studying.
Studying.
Ying.
Yin.
Studying.
Studying.
No.
Studying.
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 Yeah, Ying. Because this okay. is, that's like the
Studying.
Last part.
Studying. Okay.
Right.
Studying.
Same thing here. Carrying.
Carrying.
I am carrying my books.
I am carrying my books.
I am perfect. I am studying for this.
I am studying for an exam. Exam.
Good. I didn't know if you were going to get that. Good. Very good. Right. Exam. Right. And I went this.
I went skiing.
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 Right.
Skiing. Okay.
And
I got one. Skiing. Okay.
And this. She is
partying. Partying.
Get the word. Partying.
Partying. She is partying.
Partying.
Good. Partying. Okay.
Okay. Listen, I could go on and on and on. And I threw so much at you, Michael, you know, yes. Just throwing stuff.
Yeah,
I have to digest that thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad I have the recording because now I can listen to it 25 times and then.
Yeah. And you work on those earth. Learn. Learn. Okay. Lips forward. Learn. Yes.
Learn.
She is learning.
She's learning.
I am turning.
I am turning.
I am concerned.
I am concerned.
I'm concerned about you.
I'm concerned about you. Concerned about you.
Very good. Excellent. And say this for me.
Four more doors.
Right. You're good on that. Many of your listeners may not be. They may say four more doors, but it's four more doors.
Yeah. Four more doors.
Good. And I'm just looking at some of the things you said earlier. I'm just going to type quickly. This word?
Four more.
No. Go all the way to the bottom.
Programming.
The A. Gram. Programming.
Okay. Programming.
Right. So she studied programming.
She studies programming. Programming.
Say this.
Programming. My teaching role.
So you have to push that R because earlier, you said earlier, my teaching role.
Role. Okay.
And this?
The railroad.
Now fast. Railroad.
Railroad.
So railroad. We took the railroad.
Railroad. We took the railroad.
And say this. I have a...
I have a comment.
Yeah, like
comment.
This. No. It's an E. Say this word.
Egg.
Yeah, so that it's
egg.
Like a vowel that's right in the middle. Eh. Eh.
Eh.
Say this.
The next bed.
Not
bed.
The.
The next bed.
Good. Now it's the same thing in this word. It's that it's here. It's eh. Comment.
Comment. Man.
Yes.
Comment.
She made a comment.
She made a comment. Comment. Comment.
Right. Fact. And this
so you emphasize comment in two places. You say comment. So you have.
Well, you were saying no. You were saying mint comment, like she made a comment, but it's a comment. Eh.
Okay. Comment. She made a comment. Okay.
And fast. She made a comment.
She made a comment.
And that is not. I'm deleting 1 second. That is not what I meant.
That is not what I meant.
Right. Because sometimes you would say it's not what I meant.
Meant. Yeah. That is not what I meant.
Perfect,
meant.
Perfect. Terrific. Michael, listen, I hope you had fun. And
yes.
I hope you learned something. And I hope your viewers enjoyed this session here. I tried to squeeze in as much as I could, but this isn't normally how I do it. It's normally a little bit more less crazy, you know. But that said, listen, if anyone wants to work with me, I'm passionate to help your audience, and they could easily sign up for my services and for our training right on our website.
Well, I told you, I'm going to be the one. I just need to figure out what would be the best timing, and so I can actually communicate to you in Skype. But I definitely want to. I mean, what happened to me, I'm losing weight. I lost, God knows, close to 40 pounds over the last 2 months.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and so now it gave me such a...
Gave me, I didn't say that. Hey, gave.
It gave me such... Okay, let's speak English. So it... It gave me such a motivation.
Motivation. Not mo. Mo.
Motivation in improving myself in all the aspects of myself. So and I say, okay, let's do pronunciation.
Terrific. You have a very good ear. You did really, really good. You have a very good ear for what I tell you. Some of these things are tricky. Like my hand is in the sand is very difficult for a lot of my clients to get. So you did really good on that.
Russian or Vietnamese?
For all my clients. For all my clients together.
Hand. Okay. Yeah, I mean, after many years in the country, I maybe have better years than before.
Country. Many years in the country.
Country. Many years in the country. Country, yes,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So I still have to convert that into the normal speech.
And this too is a low
speech.
Ish. It's not steal. I steal.
I still.
Look. Sit in that seat.
Sit in that seat.
High E
seat.
At the end. Seat.
Seat.
Remember
seat.
My feet. Remember my feet. We did earlier.
My
seat.
Feet.
Sit in that seat. Okay, you need work on that.
I will do
because it. You say steal. I'm still doing that, but I'm still doing that.
I'm still doing that.
I can't help myself. I'm sorry. There's a hidden W between the O and the I. Doing.
Okay, doing.
Yeah, not you were saying, I'm still doing that. Doing that.
Okay.
That.
Doing that.
I am still doing that. Perfect.
Wing. Okay, doing. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Michael,
okay,
it's been fun.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's pretty much my first English lesson I'm taking in this country, so I was kind of self-studying things. Well, yeah, it was fun, and I think lots of our, you know, viewers will have even more fun, you know, telling me, "Hey, Michael, look at you!" But
yeah, you're a guinea pig. You're a guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm a guinea pig. No, I'm perfectly fine being in that role. So I mean, really. So thank you very much, and I'm just thinking. So you can translate the comments. You can see the comments.
Right. When we're finished, you can actually copy everything that I typed, and you can like paste it in a Word document and print it out for practicing purposes.
Okay. So thank you very much, and I hope it's not the last appearance of yours on our channel.
Terrific. And again, if anyone wants to sign up with me, I'm happy to work with your clients, and I hope they consider it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care, Michael. Thank you.